This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode. Let's talk about something that looks small, but is costing women authority, money, and respect every single day. Email. Yep. That little message that you send between meetings, that little quick email, right? It's that fast response, the one line that turns into five paragraphs of you explaining yourself. So today, the goal is to fix that. Because when you're a woman in business in 2026 and you're still over-explaining, pre-apologizing, softening your words so that nobody feels uncomfortable, and most of this is done through your email, you're unintentionally training people to not take you serious. But if you want to be a superhero in heels, then we need to stop doing that. So let me paint a picture. You get an email from a client. It says, hey, can you add a few little extra things to this project? You already know what the answer should be, right? But what happens is it falls outside of that current scope of business, right? And I can send you a quote for that. That's what the answer should be. But what do most women do? Yeah, we write something like, oh my gosh, great question. I totally understand what you're asking and I'd love to help. The only thing is this might be a little outside what we originally discussed, but I'm happy to look into it for you, you know, and see what I can do, right? Or you're putting it out there and you're like, you know, I'll do it this one time, but normally we would have to send out a new proposal for that, but I'll do it this one time. Girl, come on. By the time that you hit send, you've over-explained, you've over-committed, and you undercut your authority. So what happens now? You open the door for free work, blurred boundaries, and confusion. The real issue isn't about the email. This is about conditioning. It's about what women have been trained to do for so long. Soften in the impact, avoid conflict, be easy, you know, to work with, play nice, right? All of those things. But here's the problem. Clarity feels harsh when you're used to cushioning everything. But clarity isn't harsh. It's leadership. It saves you time. It saves you energy. It saves you confusion. Look, here's three money losing hacks, habits that we all have, right? We have these habits, we have hacks too. I'll get to those. We have these little habits that what happens when we keep these habits in place, we're making it to where people lose respect for us, or they take advantage of us, or they go outside the boundaries, they blur the lines, all of these things. So I want to talk to you about the three habits that women have a tendency to do in their emails and in texts that if we can eliminate that, ladies, if you start looking at it and go, maybe I should tone this down a little bit. The first one is over-explaining, right? We over-explain that one sentence answer and we turn it into a TED talk, right? Instead of, look, the deadline is Friday. You say, hey, I just wanted to follow up real quick. I know things have been busy and I totally get that schedules get crazy, but I just wanted to gently remind you that the deadline is Friday. Ladies, let's cut to the chase. The deadline's Friday. We all have busy lives. We all get, you know, full schedules, right? I live a full life. My life is not busy. I live a full life, right? That doesn't mean I can't put a deadline in my calendar. So give me a deadline. I'm good to go. The more that you explain, the more that you sound unsure and uncertain, and it's more hope and wishy-washy. We don't want that for you as a leader. No more over-explaining, okay? Number two habit is pre-apologizing. You know, this one, come on now, ladies. Sorry to bother you. Sorry if this doesn't make sense to you. I'm sorry if I'm asking another question. What are you apologizing for? You're trying to get clarity. You're communicating back what you understood. You're not a bother to somebody when you're communicating. If you're bothering them, they'll let you know, okay? You're not a bother. So let me just say this clearly. You're not a disruption. You're a decision maker. Stop apologizing for doing your job, for creating a business, for laying the foundation of expectation. I want you to stop apologizing, ladies. We're so used to that. We need to stop. And number three, emotional cushioning. This is when you try to manage other people's feelings before they even react. So examples are, I don't want this to come across wrong, but I hope this makes sense. I don't want to sound too pushy. Why are you trying to decide how I feel? Don't put in your email like, oh, this is sounding pushy, like you're thinking I'm pushy. Like, no, stop deciding for me what my reaction is going to be. That's called emotional cushioning. What it actually is saying is, I'm more concerned about your comfort than my clarity. What about that, ladies? That's costing you power. When you are more concerned about your own personal comfort than the clarity that your client, your employee, that your leader, your team member, what they need from you is they don't need you to decide for them how they're going to react and how they're going to feel. What they need from you is for you to get clear, get concise, step into your power, and not worry about the comfort. Now, I'm not saying be the B word, okay? I'm not saying to do that, but you can say things clear and concise. Look, I get it. People call me, you know, bossy, pushy, the B word, whatever along the way. They have done that because I'm clear, concise, and I'm okay with that. I'm not a fluff girl, okay? If you're a fluff girl, can you tone down the fluff a bit? So powerful women, what they do instead is they rewrite the energy of the emails. You become powerful when you don't, it's not that you're meant to sound mean. You're not trying to sound mean. You just create the result, the expectation of what you want. It's like you're interpreted as mean by people who are so conditioned and add all the fluff, right? And all the people who are fluff, they're like, oh, she's so mean. But all the people who are mean, right? In quotations, mean, right? You have the information that you need. Okay, so everything's not personal, right? It's okay. And then somewhere there's a place in the middle. Look, powerful women sound clear. They sound grounded. They sound decisive. And that's really what I want you to become in your business. If you want to be fluffy in your personal life, that's fine. But you can still be what I call like a woo-woo business without all the fluff. You can still have that connection and the great attention to people's hearts and things like that. But it doesn't have to be wrapped up in a, you know, 5-paragraph email that only needs 3 sentences. So I have a CEO email formula for you. So if you want to dig a little deeper into this formula, go to KimberlyBorgans.com and join me in the Hive Hangout. I have this formula in the resources. But here's the formula, okay? It's here's what I need, here's the timeline, and here's the decision. That's the formula, right? Here's what I mean. Look, I want to tell you this formula is built, you know, with clarity-driven action. In business, communication, unclear emails lead to confusion. They lead to delays, endless follow-ups. How many times you go back and forth before somebody finally gets it, right? So clear, direct emails help people respond faster. They get to the point. They make decisions much easier. And that's what's really important with this formula. Most people write emails. They start with context. They add explanation. They sprinkle in a little bit of feelings. And then they bury the actual ask somewhere in the middle. And people have to decipher that, right? Your reader has to go onto a hunt to find out what you actually want. Look, I get about 200 emails a day minimum, and I'm not going to try to decipher what you are saying. Most of the time, I'm skimming until I find something that is straight and to the point. I can easily respond to that, complete the task, make a decision, things like that. When you send a message and it's unclear, people delay in responding, wonder why somebody hasn't replied back, and then you have to go back after them. They're misunderstood. That's when they come back and say, oh, well, this, and you go like, oh, maybe I wasn't clear on that, right? Or they ignore it completely. Look, I see this with my own monthly newsletter all the time. When it's not clear, when it's not concise, it gets ignored. When it's clear, point to the, you know, people respond, people email back, things like that. So that's my own newsletter. And I noticed this, but then there's this protocol for newsletter. So it's a catch 22. But what I want you to do is shift it and use this formula. And let me give you some examples, right? So you get a client request. So the old version, the way that you normally would do it, is say, hey, I'd love to help with that. Instead, say, that falls out of the current scope. I can send you a quote if you'd like to move forward. See, it's clean, it's done, there's no drama. It sets the expectation in place. How about an example of a follow-up? The old version is, hey, I'm just checking in, right? The new version is, following up on this, I need your response by Thursday to move forward. What am I doing? I'm following up. When do I need a response by? By Thursday, in order for me to move forward. See, decisions are made. And how about this example? Setting boundary. Old version might be, hey, I'm sorry, I won't be able to. Your new version would say something like, look, I'm unavailable for that, but here's what I can do. I know there's a lot of people out there that have this just gentle heart. It's so important to maintain the relationship with the person that they're not paying attention to how you're being perceived on the other side. Like, I remember early in my business, I had a vendor who would constantly push timelines. And every time I followed up, it sounded something like, you know, hey, I'm just checking in again, totally understand that you're busy. And guess what? They treated me like I had no authority, and you know, they didn't have the time or day to connect with me. Like, I had a client one time, Antoinette, and she was telling me all about how she has this one client who every week he would add something else. And she's like doing so much, she's not getting paid anything. So she sent an email. I coached her through it. And she sent an email to the client. She said, hey, this is what you signed up for. This is what I'll be providing. These are the things that are outside of the scope of what we originally set up for. So in order for me to do these things, here's the additional cost for those things. The client came back and said, what? Got a little hostile about it. And she said, hey, no problem. You know, I highly respect your choice to go find somebody else to do all that work. And guess what? She let that client go, right? She was prepared for that just in case, but she knew she was losing money. She was losing time, and she had long lost the respect from that client. She was starting to lose respect for herself. When I shifted my own email messages, like, life shifted, okay? People don't respond to how nice you are. They respond to how clear you are. Let me say that again. People don't respond to how nice you are. They respond to how clear you are. With my staff, if I need something from them and I send an email, the end always says, please reply that you receive this message and understand. Please reply by this date at this time. And most of the time, what I get is I got it or received, or they'll respond back in time based on what I need from them. Clear. And now I know that they read the email, that they are clear about it and clear about what I'm asking from them. It doesn't have to be difficult and it doesn't have to be impersonal, but it can be clear, concise. So think about the CEO email formula. What does that fix? Well, it forces you to answer three critical things immediately when you go to send your email. The first one, like I said, is here's what I need. This is the ask. It's the whole point of the email. I need approval. I need you to make a decision. I need to give your, get your feedback. I need you to take action. So example of that is I need your approval for the contract. If people don't understand what they need, guess what? Nothing moves forward. So tell them exactly what it is. What is your ask? What's the whole point of the email? Number two is, where's the timeline, right? Or here's what the timeline needs to be. This is when you have a deadline. So what you do is you say, again, we'll go back to the first thing is, here's what I need. And here's the timeline on that. Here's the deadline. Here's the response time. Here's the urgency on this. I need this done by Thursday, 3 p.m. Without a deadline, your email becomes, I don't know, I'll get to it eventually when I have time. Guess what? Most people never respond to that because they don't have time. They're living full lives. If you give a deadline, it reduces delay. It keeps your project moving instead of sitting in the inbox limbo. I don't know about you, but I don't like the inbox limbo myself. And the third fix in here is here's the decision. This is your clarity of outcome. What do you need the outcome to be? I need to know what happens next. I need to know what are the options. What's the expectations? So if I don't hear back from you by Thursday, I'll move forward with option A. Right? That eliminates the back and forth and makes it really easy for the other person to say yes, to say no, or to make an adjustment. And it prevents the, so what are we doing here, confusion. Right? We don't want that confusion. The clearer, more concise that you can get, short to the point, it creates, look, people, 30 seconds and people are done watching Instagram videos, right? They move on to the next thing, something that's going to catch them. Well, your emails are the same thing. You might get 15 seconds, 30 seconds in an email. So remember, the formula fixes these three things. Here's what I need. Here's the timeline. Here's the decision. So it really creates a shift for you. That's the real work, is because when you have, look, you can have the scripts, but if you still believe that you're sending, it's okay to send email. I don't want to upset people. I don't want to seem difficult. If you're over explaining, that's just creating more chaos and confusion. And then you're having to keep rewriting your power out of your own communication. I don't want you to rewrite power out. I want you to put the power back in. We're superheroes in heels, ladies. So you have to keep rewriting your power into your emails. Communicate clearly, because I want to communicate clearly. I want you to communicate clearly with me, because then it shows that you respect my time, my business, my role. It shows when I can give back to you the same clear and concise message, I respect your time, your business, and your role. That's it. There's no extra explanation required in all of this. There really isn't. Okay, so how about a challenge for you? This is my listener challenge. Superheroes, put your capes on, because here's your challenge. This week, before you send any email, you're going to run it through the CEO email formula, right? You're going to remove over-explaining, pre-apologizing, and emotional cushioning. right? No more cushioning. And you're going to replace it with, here's what I need. Here's the timeline. Here's the decision. And of course, the scariest part is send it anyway. And when you do, I want you to celebrate that you are growing into the CEO that you're meant to be. Post it. Message me. Tell me about it. All right. Did your hands get sweaty? Did you have a hot flash? Whatever that was, because you sent the email with just very simplistic directions, right? Look, this is how confidence is built. Not in your head, but in your communication. This works great with your texts as well. I don't know about you, but I have to admit, I'm going to send a text. It's so clear and concise. Boom. Then I always have to stop and nice it up a little bit. And I get it, right? So I have to remember, I got to give a salutation. Hey, good morning or hello. That's in my text. It's in my emails. The same thing. Because sometimes we can get a little brashy about it, right? I don't want you to be robotic. I just want you to, you know, make it personable, not personal. And I don't want you to make it too bossy, because you're not meant to be somebody's boss. You're meant to be a leader. So what I do is I start with getting to the point. I get my three criteria in there. And then what I do is I pause. I read it, right? I add that little sprinkle of humanity to it. And then I send it. Look, if y'all don't know by now, I'm a direct to the point. Ask the question, get a timeline, give me a decision, or let me give you a decision. That's all that I want to convey. Here's what I need. Here's my timeline. Here's the decision. That's the CEO email formula. What can you do different? Imagine the time that you could save, and imagine you getting so emotionally wrapped up in something and you stop doing that when you just, look, I'm not attached to whether somebody makes a decision to go with me as a coach. I'm not attached to somebody who wants to hire my security company. It's like, can we not sit on a fence, please? Can we not teeter-totter back and forth? I mean, imagine sitting on the center of a fence, of that fence, right? What's happening is that's pretty uncomfortable. Nobody wants anybody to be in that uncomfortable zone. So the best way you can do it is through clear, concise communication. So superheroes, create clarity, get to the point. You're not too much. You're just done shrinking now, right? And powerful women, come on. We don't need more words. We just need better ones. So put your clarity cape on, send that email this week as part of your challenge, give new meaning to what you're doing, and watch and see what begins to change in your email responses. You might get more emails back than you realized that you were doing before. And of course, you can come over to LinkedIn, Facebook page, find me over there, share any of my podcasts. I'd love to, you know, hear your responses to it. But most important, ladies, be blessed this week. Have a great day.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgens.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.